Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1092 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, my habit not to do it. As to how they would know how much to pay me if I didn't ring in, I knew they paid me $1.10 a day all the time. No, they didn't pay me by the clock punches. They paid me by the day. They paid me 11C, an hour. Sometimes I would punch the clock when I got there. That was my duty. Sometimes I was paid when I didn't work. I don't know how that happened, but Mr. Frank would come and tell me I didn't take out that money for the time you lost last week. I don't know on what date he ever did that on. Yes, I always got my money in envelopes. As to how they would know how much to put in the envelope when I didn't punch, they would come and ask if I was here every time I didn't ring in, and they would ask Mr. Holloway if I was here. If the clock didn't show any punch, they would ask me if I was here at that hour. No, they wouldn't ask how many hours I was here. They would just ask if I was here a certain hour, and then they would pay me for the full day, whether I punched the clock or not, just so I punched it in the morning. The lady that was with Mr. Frank the time he watched for him sometime last July was Miss Daisy Hopkins. It would always be somewhere between 3 and 3:30. I was sweeping on the second floor. Mr. Frank called me in his office. There was a lady in there with him. That was Miss Daisy Hopkins. She was present when he talked to me. He said, "You go down there and see nobody don't come up and you will have a chance to make some money." The other lady had gone out to get that young man, Mr. Dalton. I don't know how long she had been gone. She came back after a while with Mr. Dalton. They came upstairs to Mr. Frank's office, stayed there 10 or 15 minutes. They came back down. They didn't go out, and she says, "All right, James." About an hour after that, Mr. Frank came down. This lady and man, after she said, "All right, James," went down through the trap door into the basement. There's a place on the first floor that leads into another department, and there's a trap door in there and a stairway that leads down in the basement. And they pull out that trap door and go down in the basement. I opened the trap door for them. The reason I opened the trap door for her, she said she was ready. I knew where she was going because Mr. Frank told me to watch. He told me where they were going. I don't know how long they stayed down there. I don't know when they came back. I watched the door all the time. Mr. Dalton gave me a quarter and went off laughing, and the lady went up the steps. Then the ladies came down and left, and then Mr. Frank came down after they left. That was about 4:30. He gave me a quarter and I left, and then he left. The next Saturday I watched was right near the same thing. It was about the last of July or the first of August. The next Saturday I watched for him about 12:00. He said, "You know what you done for me last Saturday? I want you to put your wise for this Saturday." I said, "All right, what time?" He said, "Oh, about 4:30. After Mr. Holloway left, Miss Daisy Hopkins came on into the office. Mr. Frank came out of the office, popped his fingers, bowed his head, and went back into the office. I was standing there by the clock. Yes, he popped his fingers and bowed to me, and then I went down and stood by the door. He stayed there.